Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatha Rusyn Society Heritage Program brought to you each and every Sunday right here at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airwaves of WPIT AM 73 in Pittsburgh and streaming live over the internet at WPITAM.com. We have a lot for you today. So we're going to start today's program. I was spanning the globe, finding the best in Rusyn music for you. And this is a folk group in Brno, Czech Republic. And this one is a famous Rusyn song made famous by our good friend, Maria Matrushkova. This is Hey, Ivane. Spanning the globe to find you the best in Rusyn music. Byłem wczoraj na Skype. Hovoril ja s Andrejem Korečko z Medzilabierec. Chotil, aby ja poslal sledujúci pozdravlenie. Andrej píše, jednoducho, že by to nebolo long time. Dnes je dožívať rodák sela Habora Andrej Korečka svojich 60. narodenin, z náhody jeho životného jubileja ho pozdravuje žena Anna, synové Miroslav i Andrej so súbenicou Barbarou i dílka Adriana s mužom Jorajom i malou Natalkou, rodiče z Habore i sila další rodina, mnohája i blahája lita. Andrej, želáme vás veľa zdravia i šťastia na vašich 60. narodenín. Pro vás máme dve špívanky, mnohája i blahája lita, aj špívanka od vašho rodného sela Habora. Andrej, na mnohája i blahája lita.
No. жаються люди, там жаються люди, цілий рік весело. Там жаються люди, там жаються люди, цілий рік весело.
Габура, габура на польській границі. Габура, габура на польській границі.
Там вся скоро жиня, там вся скоро жинять молоді парівці. Там вся скоро жиня, там вся скоро жинять молоді парівці.
Габура, габура, невелике село. Габура, габура, невелике село.
Там люди танцюють, там люди танцюють і жирють весело. Там люди танцюють, там люди танцюють і жирють весело.
Габура, габура, красне там дівочки. Габура, габура, красне там дівочки.
Там жиють, співають, там жиють, співають шумлене вісточки. Там жиють, співають, там жиють, співають шумлене вісточки.
So for those of you that didn't understand my Russian, happy birthday to Andrei Kurechka, 60 years old, from the village of Habura and currently lives in Medziliborice. The Carpathia Russian Society Heritage Program is fully sponsored by the Carpathia Russian Society, but we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to keep us on the air. If you like the music, the songs, the news that we provide here on a weekly basis, please let us know. You can give me a call, Dean Paloka, at 412-877-9351. Leave a message and I can tell you how you can donate to this Carpathia Russian Society Heritage Program. I love coming here every week and doing this, but we still need your financial support, ladies and gentlemen, to keep us on the air. If you live in, a lot of the places here in northeastern United States, from the 24th of September until October 23rd, the Preshow Greek Catholic Seminary Choir's tour, Let the Earth Be Glad, Sacred Hymns of the Carpathian Mountains, is taking place in Byzantine Catholic parishes in Illinois, Indiana, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. The Blessed Pavel Goidich Seminary Choir will give concerts of liturgical and spiritual hymns of the Carpatho-Russian tradition and sing the responses to parish liturgies in Church Slavonic. To check the schedule out for this choir, please go to www.seminaryconcerttour.com. So again, www.seminaryconcerttour.com. Or you can call this phone number for more information. Area code 703-691-8862. Next, we go to Vojvodina. This is the village of Kosor, and this is called the forest, Hayu, Hayu from folk group Jatva.
Чи подума на мне
We're going to deviate from the usual music and whatnot and give you a little information about a friend of mine who's a famous actor in Slovakia. His name is Michal Hudák, and he was born in the 27th of June, 1969 in Prešov. He's a Slovak announcer and a theater actor. He is Russian. He was part of the theater of Alexander Duchnovich for the longest time. And through that and through his training at the College of Music Studies in Bratislava, he got a degree in acting. And nowadays, he's a pretty famous announcer and actor, and probably one of the biggest, I would say, acting jobs that he does now is on a television station called Joy in Slovakia, and there's a situational comedy called The Professionals, where they're in Bratislava, the state capital of Slovakia, and they're all cops, and they hire this gentleman from Humene, who is what you would call the crazy Easterner. Well, the reason they say that is because he's from Humene, and he speaks Russian language, and he speaks the Šarish dialect and the Zemplin dialect there when he's in Bratislava. And a lot of people are like, wow, what's this guy saying? Ooh. But the funny thing, I not funny, but what I like about this is that they're starting to recognize that, you know, there's more than just regular Slovaks here in Slovakia. There are people that speak dialects, or there are Russians, and that's the big thing that I really like is, and you'll hear this little segment courtesy of Television Joy in Slovakia, where Michal Hudák plays the Mickey Hritz, the police officer from Humene. He's coming back from vacation from Humene, and he forgot how to speak standard literary Slovak. And this little clip, this one-minute clip, is all Russian, where he's saying what he did, and all his coworkers are just saying, what? So let's enjoy this one. He speaks about a mile a minute. So if you understand Russian or the Eastern Slovak dialect, you might be able to catch this. So, Mark, let's hear this.
Ježiš Kristu, dobré ráno všetkým! No čo, jak sa máte, partia? Prebáčte, že tu dnes skoro, hej, ako prečo sa mi spúznil pán Tograf, spúznila sa mi motorka do Priašova. Baroš, šéfe, poručík Hric, hlásiť po dovolenú nástup do služby, plní síly, v pošti jeden falát.
No, výborne, Hric, sme naozaj veľmi radi, že si sa vrátil z dovolenky.
No čo, jak sa máte, partia? Dobrý, rád, že vás vidím, tá šote. Karolu, tak sa mi vidí, že pokud to nebudem, sa výkonnejšie umúť o to svojim masnoj volosí, že to bude, Hele, to je šo? Hele, to pribrala, normálne spúchla nám divka.
My sme všetci veľmi radi, že si sa vrátil z dovolenky a pevne veríme, že sa upokojíš. A zaradíš sa do pracovného procesu.
Máro, že sa zaradžu, dobrá, sa zaradžu po ľudí, akože daj sa mi vdechatý. Daj vdechnutý chlopovi, nie? Z východu Prešovem, z dovolenuj. Na to šo? Ja takú mám dovolenku za sobou, normálnu, perfektnú dovolenku. Abo ja budem ešte z partiu Rustaku, byli sme pety, rozbili sme sa, pety sme byli na domáši. Parád vám, Hariu, Slovenské more, nadhera.
That was Michal Hudák portraying Mickey Hritz, talking about his vacation in Humene, going to all the places there. And oh, man, I like that show. It is funny. St. Michael's Orthodox Church in Rankin will host its annual Fall Bazaar on Sunday, October 9th, with liturgy at 9 a.m., followed by food, crafts, games, and fellowship until about 3 p.m. All visitors are also invited to tour the church interior, which is one of two remaining in the Upper Monongahela, Ohio River region that retains most of its early 1900s Russian immigrant design. St. Michael's has the gold domes seen from Route 837 and the Rankin Bridge. And if you have a GPS and you're sophisticated, put this in and you'll find it into your GPS system. 146 3rd Avenue, zip code 15104. So for more information about St. Michael's Orthodox Church's annual Fall Bazaar, please call area code 412-372-7996. And on October 9th, the church hall phone is area code 412-271-9842. So for the people there at St. Michael's, their Fall Bazaar, we send out this one. This is Junior from Slovakia. This is Long Live the Russian People, or Živite Ludje.
Long live the Russian people.
join the Carpatho-Russian Society on Sunday, October 23rd, for the Carpatho-Russian Society Annual Meeting. This will take place at the National Carpatho-Russian Cultural and Education Center, 915 Dixon Street in Munhall, Pennsylvania. This will start at 2 p.m. and will be followed at 3:30 by the unveiling of the Madzik Lemko Collection. What is the Madzik Lemko Collection, you ask? Well, through the generosity of the Lemko Association and the Carpatho-Russian Society members, the CRS was able to acquire the extensive Madzik collection of Lemko Russian items. The collection has more than 500 items, and as I said, a sampling will be unveiled on the 23rd of October. The opening will be held from 3:30 till 5 p.m., is open to the public, and admission is free. Acquisition of the collection was made possible by the Lemko Association, John Timo, Jack Mahalo, the Helen and John Senich Memorial Fund, Marianne and William Mystic, and the Byzantine Catholic Cultural Center, and the CRS New Jersey chapter. So mark your calendar Sunday, October 23rd, for the CRS National Annual National, either or, vice versa, or vice visa, meeting and the unveiling of the Madzik Lemko Collection, October 23rd, CRS Cultural Center, 2 p.m. So next we go to Lemkovina, and this is the Ensemble Kuchera with Lemko dances from a festival in Legnica. Our next message comes from Pani Svetlana Thompson. We'd like to inform you about a wonderful event that is going to start this coming Friday. The Hoverlia Ukrainian American Film Festival, offered by the Ukrainian community of Western Pennsylvania, is a multi-weekend event that opens this Friday, the 7th of October, at the Beverso Theater, which is the Father Ryan Arts Center, just a few minutes from downtown. It's located at 420 Chartiers Avenue in McKees Rocks. This will begin at 6 p.m. The admission is $15, and that includes the film festival and reception. The festival will include local residents to will introduce local residents to unique viewpoints and will showcase films with Eastern European content. This is a great opportunity to see Eastern Europe and many aspects that affect Eastern Europeans around the world and right here in Pittsburgh without actually traveling abroad. The opening night will honor and remember millions of people who starved to death during the 1932-33 forced famine in Soviet Ukraine, engineered by Stalin's regime. It'll feature the Pittsburgh premiere, Genocide Revealed. Among the films is also a new documentary, Fatal Promises, that takes an in-depth look into the scourge of human trafficking. For more information about this Ukrainian-American Film Festival, please visit www.ucowpa.org or call area code 412-364-0968. Again, that is www.ucowpa.org or area code 412-364-0968. Let's go to Transcarpathia right now. This is the folk group from Irshava. This is Hey, Let's Go Home. Hey, ідемо додому. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the clock on the wall says 3 o'clock. And that means that you are more than welcome to come back here on AM 73 WPIT next week at 2:30 for the best in Russian news, music, and songs. Or if you want to, go to WPITAM.com. You can listen to us live. Or you can go to our website, c-rs.org, to listen to all of our archives. We invite you to join us again next week. Have a great week. We'll see you. Trimajtesya krasne z Bohom. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program. Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, бар сердечно вам дякуємо, же се слухали нашу реалацию. Дуфаме, же се вам любил наш несный программ. Позиваме вас слухати следующу неделю о 5:30 години на станиці WPIT на фреквенцію 730. Тримайтеся красне і з Богом!